I came to Uganda because I love Jesus Christ. I think it's such a tragedy that there are still people who don't know Jesus. 2,000 years later after Jesus walked this earth. What a tragedy that there are still people who don't know Jesus. And that's why we have to work hard. We have to pray hard. We have to study the Bible. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have to share the Word of God with others. Whoever we meet, it's an opportunity to be an ambassador for Christ. And we all meet different people. And the light of Jesus has to shine through us. So let the light of Jesus shine through you. We want such a powerful remove of God in this nation. God will send missionaries from this nation throughout the world. Let's seek God for greater breakthrough. My heart's desire is to do some big crusades. And it's going to be possible. So the time will come. We have to just be strong in prayer so that time comes quicker. You know, the devil does put up different kinds of obstacles. And I was thinking of the Apostle Paul writing his letters to different believers. Sometimes he wrote letters to them because he wasn't able to visit them. And there's one time he even said, Satan hindered me from visiting you. But that's why he was always asking the Christians to pray for him. So I better do that also. Maybe some of you here, you don't know me very well. My name is Matthew. Very easy to remember that. It's the first gospel. Matthew, he was a tax collector. But one day, Jesus walked past. Jesus didn't say very much to Matthew. He just said, come, follow me. And Matthew made the right choice. This job of collecting money is too boring job. I want some excitement. I want to see God's power. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ. And that's why Matthew entered a great adventure of following Jesus. And I've also been blessed to have that kind of adventure. You know, I just came from a very small country church in the village. Not very many people there. But you never know where God can take someone. When God calls your name. And God gives you the fire in your heart to preach the word of God. And God leads you step by step. So God, first of all, had me my training time in New Zealand. I went on my first missionary trip. And I thought it's too hard to be a missionary. So I went back home. Thought I would just be an evangelist in New Zealand. But I had a burden for the nations. And I thought the best way that I can do it is through the post, through the mail. I can not computer through the mail. Yeah. This was before computers, before internet. Posting tracts, posting Bibles, posting preaching cassette tapes. So I thought, oh, it's good. I can send the gospel to other countries without having to leave the comforts of my home. But God had other plans, and I kept getting invitations. But for a couple of years I ignored those invitations because it's too hard to be a missionary. But finally God spoke to me. He said to go. That was my first trip to Africa. It was to Ghana in West Africa. And it opens my eyes to doing crusade meetings, because that church had a very good band of singers. They had the good instruments, the good speakers. And every week we did a 3-day crusade. And we went to a different village every week. And it opened my eyes. This is what I was born for. I was born to preach the gospel, to lead people on the path to heaven, to proclaim the glory of Jesus. And when Jesus is lifted up, Jesus has given a wonderful promise. He said, I will draw all men to myself. Not everyone comes to Jesus because they resist, they harden their hearts. But Jesus is drawing them when we exalt his holy name. And those who listen to the Spirit of God in their hearts, the salvation that they receive is so great. No mind has conceived of the great things that God has prepared for those who love
him.
Make sure that you are the person who loves God with all your heart. Right now we can't see how great heaven is. But the Bible does explain it to us. And through the word of God we get a vision of God's eternal
kingdom.
But Jesus said to his disciples, I am going to prepare a place for you. And that's more than 2,000 years ago. And even today he is preparing heaven for us. And when I think of this universe, Jesus Christ created this universe just in 7 days. Really, it was just 6 days because on the 7th day he took a holiday. Now, if God created this universe in 6 days, but God has been preparing heaven for the last 2,000 years. What kind of... what kind of great place is heaven for those who believe in Jesus Christ? And that is why the devil hates it when people go to heaven. In the book of Revelation chapter 13,
it
talks about the Antichrist. He's blaspheming God,
but
he's also blaspheming those who live in heaven. He's speaking against those who are living in, with God in heaven, because he is motivated by the devil. Why does the devil hate it that you are going to heaven? It's because he was thrown out. He lost that glory. Yes, he can still appear as an angel of light, but he corrupted that light. There is no goodness left in him. He is completely, purely evil. And he was thrown out of heaven. When the disciples came back from driving out the demons, they were so happy that the demons were coming out of people. People were getting set free. And Jesus said to them, I saw Satan fall like I've given you authority to trample on the snakes. That was the promise of God right from the beginning. That snake's head is going to be crushed. And Jesus is crushing Satan's head through the church. The devil is feeling the pain. The devil is suffering. The devil is crying. Because the church is arising in Uganda. But the Bible also warns us not to let anyone take our crown. There are different kinds of crowns mentioned in the Bible. And Jesus Christ has many crowns upon his head. You know, God is not limited like a man. So Jesus, he's probably got hundreds of thousands of millions and billions of crowns on his head. And when Jesus Christ comes, he's coming with his rewards. And it's Jesus himself who is going to give rewards to his believers. So I believe that the crown that Jesus gives to the reward for his believers, it comes from his own head. He will take off and give to you. Now Jesus Christ, he gives crowns for kings. We can say queens also. But in heaven there is no marriage, there is no gender problem. And Jesus Christ wants you to be in a king in his kingdom. Because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. That means that Jesus is the big king over all the small kings. Jesus is wanting every Christian to be like a king in his kingdom.
Yes,
to be like a priest in his kingdom. And there's going to come the time when we're all standing before the throne of God. We're going to bow before Jesus Christ. We're going to confess, Jesus, you are my Lord. We're going to take the crown off our head and lay it at the feet of Jesus. That is going to be a wonderful thing. Because the crown, the reward of heaven came from Jesus. It's by His grace that we are saved. It's by His grace we're going to be in the love of God forever and ever. You know, when Jesus Christ says, "Well done, good and faithful servant," I like the second part that He says about that. He says, "Come and share your master's happiness." And I think of the happiness of God when souls are saved. Because the Bible says that when one person gets saved, all the angels rejoice. Now the angels, most of them are in heaven. I know angels, they come down from heaven to the earth. Jacob saw a vision of that when he went to sleep one night. He had a dream of a stairway. He saw these steps going up to heaven from the earth. And he saw the angels going up and down the
steps.
It's interesting when Jesus Christ first saw his disciple Nathanael. Jesus said to Nathanael, you will see the angels ascending and descending the Son of Man. That's a very strange thing to say. How can the angels go up and down Jesus Christ? Of course, it's because Jesus is the stairway to heaven. Jesus is the door to heaven. Jesus is the King of heaven. Jesus is the light of heaven. Jesus is the center of heaven. So I think of all the angels that are not on the earth, all the billions of angels that are in heaven, suddenly rejoicing that a soul has been saved. Okay, and how do they get filled with that joy? Why are they so happy? I think it's because they are looking at the face of Jesus Christ. They're looking at the face of the Father. They're looking at the face of our Master. And they see the happiness of God when a soul gets
saved.
And when they see the happiness of God,
kwa kitaffe.
They know that a soul has been saved.
Waliwo alokosewa no wansi.
Angels rejoice. So when you are a faithful servant of Jesus Christ, and you're going to stand before Jesus on the day of judgment, and Jesus says to you, well done. Thank you for letting me save you. You know, even if you don't save many other souls, at least save yourself. Even if you feel weak, even if you feel like, oh, how can I share the gospel? I don't know. At least you can save yourself. At least you can save your children. At least you can pray for your pastor. Then Jesus will lead you to other people to pray for. And when you pray, it is Jesus that opens the door. Maybe one day Jesus will open the door for you to share a simple word with your neighbor. And the light of God is shining through you. The love of God is shining through you. Because you love Jesus Christ.
And
maybe you die and go to heaven thinking, oh, I haven't saved many souls. But first of all, Jesus will say to you, well done that you let me save you. Did save one soul. You at least saved yourself. Because you cried out to Jesus.
You
said, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. You know, I know that some people who go to heaven are only going to have a small reward. But even a small reward in heaven is bigger than everything on this earth. I would rather be the lowest in heaven than the greatest
opposite.
You know, the reward for the lowest person in heaven is going to be so great. They're going to be saved forever and 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 forever. And after a billion years, they're still saved. Entering the kingdom of heaven is so great. It's so wonderful to have Jesus as your Savior. But there are also greater rewards for those who are faithful to Jesus. Rewards that go beyond salvation. Rewards that enable us to share in the glory of Christ. And that has to be so great, it is beyond our thinking. So do not let the devil steal your crown. No, be faithful to Jesus Christ. Well done, good and faithful servant. Be good at following Jesus. Doesn't matter if you're not good at anything else.
nefigayo sitetunda naye kasitobanga ogoberera yesu.
Maybe you were not very good at your studies.
Osanga nokusoma tewasoma gomu kubasembayo.
Just make sure you were good at following
Jesus.
Naye
kubera mwesigwa na Yesu yeka ajja kuyisawo.
Maybe you're not very good at sports.
Osanga nebyemizanyo toli mulungi akapira tokamanyi.
Doesn't matter. Just make sure you're good at following Jesus.
Ah, butofa yobera wamanyi mukatonda. Wango inajolaga.
Maybe you are not a good singer like Eva, our singer here. But just make sure you're good at following Jesus. Maybe you don't know how to play the keyboards. Isaac here, he knows how to play the keyboards. But just make sure you're good at following Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant. You know, faithfulness is not just about starting, but it's completing.
Tekitegeeza kubeera mwesigwa kati ng'otambula ne Yesu kyokka. Kitegeeza mmalirizayo engeri gy'onaamalirizaamu.
That's why I love it when I see Christians that are faithful and old.
Njagala nnyo era mpulira essanyu bwe ndaba omulokole yalokoka mu gy'enkaaga nakati ng'akyagamba erinnya lya Mukama yeebazibwe.
Some of my favorite preachers are in their 80s.
Abamu ku mikwano gyange yeebweru bali mu myaka 80.
Still preaching the gospel.
Bakyabuulira enjiri.
New Zealand's most famous evangelist
is
87 years old. He's still doing gospel crusades. When I go back to New Zealand, I want to go to one of his crusades. Because he's a good and faithful man of God. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Jesus will only make you into a king if you are a servant. You know, Jesus Christ is the most humble king you
will
ever
meet.
He's got all the power of the universe, yet he's so humble that he will want to wash you of your feet. You know what a humble king Jesus Christ is. That he's willing to wash away our sins. I think it must actually be a bit of a horrible job washing away people's sins. You know, sin is horrible, it's foul, it's dirty. Sin is disgusting, it's smelly. Sin is horrible. And Jesus, he has to wash away our sins. What a humble king Jesus Christ is. That he is willing to wash away our
sins.
Come on. You know, some of the disciples, they were having arguments among themselves. Because they were still having earthly thinking. And they knew that they were called by Jesus Christ. James and John, they and their mother, they said, let us sit at the right hand of Jesus.
gwa Yesu gwa dio.
And the disciples were arguing among themselves.
Eranga be wakana ba wakana ba igirishwa.
Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Yebanaye kufe ani agenda kubero wa manyi mugwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
And I can just imagine Peter thinking, "Oh, I'm going to be the greatest."
No one's Jesus. Peter yagama anze ngendo basingo kubero omukuru.
I'll be the closest to Jesus in heaven.
Anze ngendo kusembere yenyo Yesu ngatuse muguru.
But James and John, they had their crafty plan.
Nayenga ne yokana ne yoka ne yokana ne Yakobo nabo bayine birozo bya.
They were thinking, "No, James and John, us brothers, we're going to be the closest to Jesus."
Anga bagamba tefetu tuli baganda ba Yesu petugendo kubera ngatumulirani adala.
But they were totally thinking wrong.
Nenga bonendo oza zabwencham.
Jesus said, "What are you talking about?"
Yesu nabala bendo oza inaga bichiwe mutesa ko.
They didn't want to tell Jesus.
Tibaya gala chimugamba Yesu.
But Jesus already knew what they were talking about. And Jesus got a little child. He took that child in his hand. And he said to these big men of God, the biggest apostles that have ever been, the apostles that were the very foundation of Christ's church, and he said to these big apostles, "If you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, you have to become like this little child." So if we want to be kings with Jesus Christ, what kind of kings are we going to be? The only way is through being a good and faithful servant of Jesus Christ. Are you a true servant of Jesus Christ? You know, to be a servant of someone, you have to obey his every command. Doesn't matter what job he wants to give you, you have to obey it. So when Jesus, King Jesus, tells you to do something, don't say, "Oh no, Jesus, I don't like that job. Give me a better job, Jesus. No, that job is too small for me." Don't you have something better for me,
Jesus?
But you have to be faithful in the small thing. Before Jesus can give you the big thing, Jesus said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come." Now he's calling you to come into his kingdom. Come through the gates of heaven. You know, I believe if you're born again by the Spirit of God, you get many blessings. You get a home in heaven. You get to enter the heavenly city, which is called the New Jerusalem. The Bible talks about how that heavenly city, it will come down upon the earth after the final day of judgment. And whoever's name is written in that book can enter that city. Then when Jesus Christ comes back, the believers that qualify get to rule and reign with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years. So there's many blessings, many rewards. And I like to encourage every Christian, make sure you receive all of the benefits of following Jesus. Make sure you receive all the rewards. Jesus has so much for his people. He's calling us to come. It's us that miss out because of our own blindness, spiritual blindness. But Jesus has called us to come into his kingdom. Rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years on the earth. Into the new heaven, the new earth. Stand before the throne of God. Not at the very back of heaven, but to the front of heaven. Heaven is going to be such a big place. So as I said, it's wonderful to be saved. You know, just to be saved just before you die. You've got your eternal life. But there will be aspects of the glory of Jesus you didn't enter into. But Jesus said to us, store your treasures in heaven. And if you're a good and faithful servant of Jesus, those treasures are going to be very big. Jesus is coming with reward for his people. You know, a loving boss who's very powerful. You know, he's a very rich man. You know, when he has very good faithful servants, he's going to lift them up into better positions. And if they do very good job, and the boss is very happy, because he's so rich, he can give a little benefits here. Of course, God is more wealthy than all the kings and presidents of this world put together. He has no limit to the rewards that he can give to people. So when Jesus says that he's coming back with his reward, that is a very big motivation. To live for Jesus, to be a faithful and humble and a good servant. So Jesus has said, come. He's said it for you. Then coming back to the last point, come and share your master's happiness. I just think how happy God is when he looks at Uganda and he sees a church here, church here, church there. Sometimes there's a church on this side of the road, there's a church on that side of the road. You know, there needs to be a church on every corner of every street. You know, God doesn't want people to perish. It's so sad. It's so sad that they're blind and they love their silly sins. They would rather get drunk than go to heaven. It's silly stupidity. But they've been blinded by the devil. But Jesus wants your eyes to be open. See the happiness of God. God is is happy with you when you believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes, musanyufu singa oba omukkiriza.
God is happy with you.
Era Yesu musanyufu ku lulwo gwali wano oba ekitegeera kye tugamba.
When you confess your sins to him.
Buli lw'oyatula ebibyo n'ogamba Mukama nasobezza naye ensonyi waawulira essanyu.
God is happy with you.
Yesu musanyufu ku lulwo.
When you cry out to him for help.
Buli kaseera lw'alaba ng'oyita mu bizibu n'omukabya nti gw'olina okunnyamba.
God is happy with you when you open his words.
Era awulira nga omusanyufu buli lw'alaba ng'oggulawo ekitabo kya Bayibuli ng'osoma.
God is happy with you when you join with other Christians.
Era Yesu aba musanyufu bw'akulaba nga mwegatta mu nkuŋŋaana nga muweereza Katonda.
When you worship him from your heart.
Buli lw'omusinza okumuggya ddala ku ntobo y'omutima gwo.
God is happy with you.
Bannaye Mukama abeera musanyufu kikubireko mu ngalo ekyo.
Unfortunately, my time is up. I don't want to leave Uganda, but I have to because God has told me to.
Sagala kugenda kuva mu Uganda naye lwa kubanda ekiseera kyange kituuse ekyokugenda sina kyakola.
It won't be long and I'll be sitting on an aeroplane.
Kubanga ebbanga ddene ngenda kuba nga ntudde butuzi mu nnyonyi.
And I'll be saying to God,
ngenda kuba ngamba Mukama,
God, what a wonderful time you gave me in Uganda.
Banaye ng'okwadde akaseera kalungi mu Uganda.
Wonderful Christians they are there.
Banaye nganda yabakiriza abalungi mu Uganda embade sisubira.
Lord, fill heaven.
Ulira Mukama juze guru
with a multitude of souls from Uganda.
Erenyo yomiye jigene kuloka mu Uganda.
Thank you that it's already happening.
Webale Mukama kulanga kibaddewo era.
But Lord, there are still many lost souls in Uganda. Lord, we have to reach them with your words. So Lord, you'll have to send me back to Uganda to do crusades. So Lord, move quickly. Throw the devil down. Lord, release blessings and blessings and blessings. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's pray. Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for Pastor
Isaac.
Thank you for Pastor
Moses.
Thank you for the other pastors that blessed me, that allowed me to share the word of God today. But Lord, we want people to see you, Lord Jesus. Your glory is so great. Your light is so great. Your presence is so wonderful. Your love is so wonderful. Let our hearts be filled with your love, Jesus. Lord, I know your blessings are here. Know your mighty hand is upon these people. Lord, let them be filled with your peace. Let them be filled with your joy. And Lord, when I come back, let me see this church full. Let me see more souls saved here. Let me see more people closer to you, Lord. Lord, continue your mighty work in this wonderful nation of Uganda. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.